every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series, the Nitro Boats EQ Series, and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series, and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. Now, the Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, a high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to the Bassmaster Classic. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Tournament tab and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. Members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, you can follow Bassmaster on all of our social media accounts, the Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS, and on X at Bassmaster, and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on the Bassmaster Radio logo. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by Rapala, VMC, and 13 Fishing. And we have a great deal for you right now. At Rapala.com, you can shop all the products the top pros in the business use, and you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these products myself and couldn't be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com, including the 13 Fishing Oath Rods, the best rod on the market, for less than $100. This week, we wrap up our Meet the Elite series with our final two new elites for 2026, Pake South and Tristan McCormick. Between those two guys is Joey Cifuentes, the 2023 Rookie of the Year, as he heads into his fourth season on the elites and gives us a little intel on December fishing in the Mid-South. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's edition. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, 13 Fishing rods and reels, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fighter, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we get things kicked off today with our final Meet the Elites segment, as we do, well, I shouldn't say that. We do have Nick Trim, and we'll have to get him in next week. He qualified through the nation. But as far as the guys that qualified through the EQ, we got our last two guys, Tristan McCormick, coming up a little bit later on here in the show. And right now we are joined by the guy that actually won the South Division, or the, check that, the Division Two. I want to call it the South Division because Pake South is the one that won that division. And he joins us now in the VMC Hook. He's also a Phoenix guy. Pake, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fantastic. You know, it's uncanny. I think eight of the ten guys who qualified through the EQs run Phoenix, and about 30% of the boats next year on the Elite Series will be Phoenix. And you're a big fan of it, of Phoenix boats as well, right?
Yes, sir. I absolutely love my Phoenix. Best riding boat I've ever been in. It's fast, it's quick, super maneuverable. I love it. Great fishing platform on it. I literally have zero complaints. Been running it all year. And I don't plan on ever being in a different boat other than a Phoenix. I love it. Nothing but good things to say about it.
Which model are you running?
I'm running a 921 Elite.
Nice. Okay. Well, speaking of Elites, you've made it to the Elites, and you have fished a grand total of seven tournaments with Bass. You fished the four tournaments in Division Two of the Opens, then you turn around and fish the three EQ tournaments, and that's it. That's enough. I mean, you're what, 2 years removed now from high school, and boom, right into the Elites. Did you ever think that it would happen this quick for you?
I did not. It's really a dream come true, and super blessed to make it my first year. This is the first, I think the Kentucky Lake Open this year was the first time I had ever even fished out of the state of Texas. So to be able to make it my first year is just a blessing, and
yeah,
very, very excited I got to do it, get it done the first year.
Yeah, it is crazy. Yeah, because you opened up your Opens career at Sam Rayburn, and you finished third there. I mean, you must have felt like, look, I know that, of course, that was a weather shortened deal, but I mean, still, you look out there, there's a field of almost 200 guys. I mean, it's pretty heady stuff to just come right out of the gate, you know, with a third place finish.
Yes, sir. That was a blessing too. I wish that was a. I wish that ended up being a 3-day tournament. Of course, the weather was horrible the 2 days that got canceled. So I don't think anybody wanted to be out on the water on Rayburn with the wind blowing 40 miles an hour. But that was a great way to kick off my season, great way to start the Opens for my first tournament ever. And I'm glad I got to start it. Kind of, Rayburn's not really my home lake by any means, but it's only about 3 hours from my house, so I have some experience on Rayburn. It was good to kick it off at a place that I had some experience on. But great way to start it off for sure.
Yeah, and you know, you didn't suck when you left there either, because you went to that Kentucky Lake tournament, 23rd there and 23rd at Norfolk. So, I mean, you must have been thinking, oh, this is pretty easy. I mean, this is no big deal. Because a lot of guys, you know, the Opens field in many ways is more difficult even than the Elite field because of the size of the field, and you're also dealing with local hammers and stuff like that. But you went to two bodies of water there that you hadn't been to before, and knocked out a couple of top 25s.
Yes, sir. Got 23rd in both of those, and I got fourth at Leech up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Everywhere's just kind of clicked for me this year. I haven't really had to deal with fishing pressure all year. I think there's really not been a tournament yet other than maybe Wheeler for the EQ, and there was so many people out there around the Decatur Flats, and Wheeler fish kind of small, but all year I have really had all of my fish to myself, which I think is one of the reasons I've been able to do pretty well this year.
Yeah, the only place you didn't cash a check was at Champlain. So you get done, you know, you win the division, and then you turn around and start your EQs, and then all of a sudden you drop a 51st at Champlain. And by the way, that's with almost 20 pounds a day, and it ends up being 51st. You got to be thinking, oh my gosh, this is a little bit of a different animal, this Lake Champlain.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Champlain was a frustrating one. I lost the fish that would have got me a check. I lost a big one on the first day, and had a couple other ones come off that I didn't even see. That was a frustrating one. I just never really got on the right deal at Champlain. I'm sure you saw how tight the weights were there.
Yeah.
And it was a huge difference between catching 3¾ pounders and 4¼ pounders, and I never really found a consistent way to catch those 4+ pounders, and it showed with the 51st place finish. I just could not ever get on the right deal there.
Yeah, yeah, I use a NASCAR term, I call that restrictor plate fishing. You know, everybody's got to say, everybody starts at 20 a day, and then you go from there and see if somebody can pick up one that's a half a pound bigger per fish. But then you turn around and you go to Decatur, and that Wheeler tournament that you talked about, yes, it did fish kind of small, but man, you make the top 10, you finished in sixth place there, 50 pounds over 3 days, $10,000 plus check there, and so now I guess you're doing some math, right? Because you have to be kind of trying to figure out a number. Did you have a number in mind when you headed to Okeechobee that you felt like you needed to do to still qualify for the Elites?
My thought was I just needed the top 10, and I made it just a God thing. I made it into the top 10 by literally 1 ounce at Okeechobee. Yeah. And that was my goal going into that tournament, was a top 10 or better. I kind of had told myself after doing so bad at Champlain that I needed at least two top 10s in the next two tournaments to qualify. So that was my goal after getting the first top 10 at Wheeler. That was my goal going into Okeechobee, was to get another top 10. And it worked out.
Well, yeah, that's everybody's goal, but you don't just do that. I mean, you know, to get back-to-back top 10s to finish is pretty heady stuff. And, you know, Okeechobee, you had never seen Okeechobee before. What is it that you figured out at Okeechobee, which isn't unlike, it was unlike any Okeechobee that we've seen really over the years? I mean, and as your career grows and you go back there multiple times, it won't always be a canal deal, but what was it that you figured out there that allowed you to get into that top 10?
I just went fishing in practice. I found a bunch of good stuff in practice. Like, especially the first day of practice was really good before that cold front hit. I was just catching them out of the grass, like way up shallow, throwing a frog and a swim jig, and just power fishing. Then that cold front hit, and I started off, I never, all 3 days of Okeechobee for me were real slow. But I started off and caught a few smaller ones where I had been catching them really good in practice.
and it just wasn't happening. I had four small ones in the boat, and I had literally like 30 minutes before I had to leave, and I don't know why I waited so long to back out and try to do something different. I was kind of just trying to force it where I had been catching them too much, but I ended up backing out, and with literally like 30 minutes left, I caught up one over seven that saved my whole tournament, and kind of clued me in for a little bit of what to do the next day. So I just kind of, I started a little bit farther out the next day, and I caught one almost five and then one almost seven real quick. And then it just kind of went dead for me after that. I caught one more fish the rest of the day, and I didn't even catch a limit on the second day at Okeechobee. That was the only day all year that I have not weighed in a limit out of the whole entire season. And that I was about to throw up on the way back to weigh in.
But you did slip into the top 10 and get it done. Pake South is another rookie on the Elite Tour coming up with this upcoming year. And you're a guy that's not going to be afraid to rip that forward facing off of your trolling motor for half of the tournaments, because that's kind of how you cut your teeth, fishing shallow and power fishing. So you're kind of looking forward to that a little bit?
I'm really looking forward to the no-scope events. I'm looking forward to just going back to how I grew up fishing. Really looking forward to go do some grass fishing and just power fishing on Gunnersville to kick off the year. And it's going to be fun to be able to take that off and not have to worry about somebody dropping 40 pounds scoping out in the middle of the lake, which I don't have a problem with by any means. I love doing that too, but it's going to be fun to turn it off for a few tournaments this year.
Pake South has been our guest. Pake, congratulations on making it to the Elites, and we will see you at Gunnersville.
Awesome. Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. There you go. There's another young buck who skipped the college scene and just, boom, went and got himself qualified into the Elites. And he has a bright future as well. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Joey Cifuentes will join us next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, well, now a chance that we'll split up our Meet the Elites segments here that we're doing as we meet the last couple of new guys that are coming in. But a couple of years ago, guy we were talking to in Meet the Elites was Joey Cifuentes III. And he came in. All he did was set the world on fire. Rookie of the year. Won a couple of times. Won like $300,000 that first season on tour. And he is back for more, certainly, this year. And he joins us now in the VMC Hook. Joey, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me on.
Earlier this week, you were in Winchester, Tennessee, which is home to Bassmaster Radio and our studios here. And you were over here picking up your brand new Phoenix and got a chance to swing by the factory as well. And, man, just great folks over there, aren't they? I mean, they're just tremendous.
Yeah, just really, it's a family kind of atmosphere operated business that builds excellent boats. I mean, there's so many guys on the Elite Series now running these boats, and I just love it. I think I'm on my fifth Phoenix I've ran over my career, and yeah, man, got me a brand new 921 Elite X and ready to put it in action for this next season.
You got one of those cool new creature comforts as well. I mean, they're always coming up with great ideas. I love the bag hanger, you know, on the back where you fill it, where, you know, where your drains are. I mean, that is just it's just such a great idea, you know. It's just a no-brainer, but it's a great idea, something so simple as that.
Yeah, the thing I love about Phoenix boats is really just the simplicity of the boat. You know, for a guy fishing tournaments or even just a normal guy fishing small local tournaments, you know, if you need to work on the boat or you need to get to things or do anything, it's just all very simple. And it's just a well-made, simple boat that gets the job done.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I remember when I first saw them in 2007, you know, pretty much when they debuted, I was doing a remote in Nashville on ESPN Radio there, and we were out at a car dealer that had some of the boats out there as well, and I saw that net, you know, where the net holder, you know, the net storage spot, and I had never seen anything like that. I'm like, what a brilliant idea, something so simple, you know, and ever since then, it's been one innovation after another with Phoenix.
Yeah, they've got some guys designing there with some ideas that are just, you know, you wouldn't think of, like, they're so simple, but they're just fantastic, man. Every inch of that boat is designed perfectly.
Now, this weather that we've been having lately makes me wish I had this heated seats. I don't have the heated seats. You got the heated seats in your new rig or what?
No, I haven't done that yet. I've thought about it, but I'm good, man. I don't leave much time in the seat. I'm usually up fishing as much as I can, so I don't really need it.
Well, I always give my wife a hard time for using the heated seats in the truck, you know, and I always say, I won't turn it on. I'll be like, no, man, that ain't for a dude. That's for a girl, you know. But I'll admit, there are times I wish I had the heated seats out there in the boat, but that's a whole nother story for sure. Joey Cifuentes with us here. Talk about where you're at right now, because it's been a weird run for you for 3 years. I mean, you hit the you were like fifth in AOI, won the Rookie of the Year by a point, won two tournaments, $300,000 that first year, and then it was kind of a crash and burn year two, and then this year you stay above the cut line. I know it didn't meet your expectations and so on, but it's been kind of all or nothing at times with you.
Yeah, I don't really know any other way to explain it that I think it's maybe just the stage of life I'm in. And when I came into the Elite Series, man, I really wanted to prove myself, and I was really devoting a lot of time towards fishing, and anything you do in life, the more you put in, the obviously the better outcomes you're going to see. And not to say that I'm not working hard still. I just have a lot of different other priorities in life, you know, with a family and kids. And I felt like over the last couple of years, maybe I haven't been putting as much time into that. But that's going to change coming into next year. I'm going to change up my, you know, I'm going to start pre-practicing for tournaments. I'm going to put a lot more time in. And there again, me and my wife are expecting another kid this March. So so it's going to be hectic. But I think it's just a stage of life I'm in, man. I don't know. I'm going to keep fighting hard and try and stay in there. I just, you know, I mean, that's all I can do. And we'll see what happens.
Well, congratulations on the kid. But I mean, that means you need a little more diaper money. You know what I mean? I mean, them things aren't cheap. So
anybody out there listening, if you got a business, you want a man to market for you and promote, that's kind of my specialty. That's what I do. I do that for multiple businesses and enjoy doing that. So, yeah, definitely need some more diaper money.
Well, you know, as a non-endemic sponsor, how cool would it be to run a Pampers boat? You know, I mean, you could do that.
Yeah. It's really funny. We're talking about this. I had a sponsor back in the day before the Elite Series that was called Baby Magic, and they provided me with baby wipes and baby lotions, and my wife loved it, man. That got us through, saved us a lot of money.
I would imagine too. Now you say next year starts in about 6 weeks, it feels like. I mean, it's amazing how quick it'll come at Gunnersville, right? And you're going to do it without forward facing sonar. This has been a buzzword now for the last few years, and now the Elite Series will do this where you guys will go every other on the forward facing sonar. How do you feel about that?
Man, I'm actually really excited. I'm kind of looking forward to going back to some old school fishing, or just kind of the basics of really how I was taught how to fish. You know, Larry Nixon, I got the privilege of fishing with him and learning all these different techniques and ways to catch bass without the forward facing sonar. So that's really how I got, you know, it grew my career. And so I feel comfortable with it. It's going to be fun. It's going to change it up a little bit, which is going to be cool for me. And I'm really, really excited to have that this season.
Yeah, the funny thing is, you mentioned Larry Nixon. I was watching last night. I was actually watching an old Megabucks tournament from Gunnersville from like 1990 or 19. It might have been the late 80s or 1990 or something. And it was funny. Obviously, these guys were doing a lot of old school stuff. And you could always see the shore in the background, which, you know, in Gunnersville, this is before side imaging and everything else, before we even knew there was a ledge or what a ledge looked like and any of that kind of stuff. So it was kind of cool to see the way the guys fished it, and they were catching a lot of smaller fish. The limit was 12 inch size limit, and it was a 7-fish creel, and it was fascinating to see. It took like 38 pounds to make the top 10 after 2 days, and I'm like, forget about it, man. You need 25 pounds, 28 pounds in day one. 5-fish at Gunnersville these days. It really is amazing how really much better the fishing has gotten, especially on the Tennessee River.
Yeah, no, that's what you know. People may say, oh, the weights may go down or whatever. Yeah. I do not see that happening whatsoever. I'm fishing with the best fishermen on the planet. So, yeah. These guys are going to, we're all going to figure out how to catch the big fish. We're going to catch them. It's still going to be fun. I think it's going to bring a lot more people in watching and viewing some of the broadcasts and tournaments and stuff. And it's going to be great, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Jerry Cifuentes with us here. He is a Berkeley pro and a Miller Tech pro as well. How do you feel about the adjustments in the no information rule, where they kind of eased it up a little bit so you can't get tripped up by the guy at the gas pump, you know, that kind of stuff, and they shorten the window a little bit? Do you like those adjustments they've made?
You know, I've always been the guy that's, I'm fine as long as it's the same for everybody, you know, I just like to see everybody be honest and play by the rules. So either way, to me, no information from when the schedule comes out or the 28-day no information rule, I'm kind of – doesn't matter to me. I'm not a guy that gets information, so it doesn't affect me. I that's just not what I do. I like to kind of do things on my own. I'm a little hard-headed. So that's kind of how that's what I feel about it. It's either way to me, man. It's I'm just going to do my thing and do the best I can.
Ends up screwing me up more than helping me more most of the time. And I end up doing something that I'm not doing. And I don't like that. So that's a whole other deal. All right, in our final minute or so, tell us how to catch them in this water, which is rapidly getting colder and colder with these cold nights. And give us a water temp where you decide to finally put up the top water.
Probably the water temp is going to be roughly around 40. I've caught fish down to 45, 48 degrees.
Wow.
In my part of the country, central United States, kind of in your upland reservoirs, we'll throw like a Berkeley Chopo and specifically like a black color, or a lot of guys like to throw a buzz bait. You know, we got a new buzz bait from Berkeley just came out with, and it's a great way. And you can throw, the thing about it is you're not going to get a lot of bites throughout the day, but when you get one, generally it's a good one. A tactic, and I think I shared this last time about throwing swim baits shallow this time of year, man, I'm going to be fishing shallow pretty much predominantly through the winter.
Nice.
I'm going to be throwing a crankbait, going to be throwing some swim baits and stuff like that. I fish several local tournaments around the state of Arkansas, and that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to do a lot of cranking and doing a lot of swim baiting. Man, I, of course, in some of these local tournaments, I like to throw an Alabama rig, of course. That always still works great. But I'm not probably going to fish deep unless I find a school of fish, out there deep. I'm going to have fun. And I'm going to fish shallow, man. That's a blast to me. So.
Yeah, well, that's exciting to hear because, a lot of times we think that, that's it. Now we got to go out in the middle of the ocean and try to find them, deep. But to know that there's still good resident fish that'll stay shallow is something that a lot of guys are excited about, that they can go out and do that. I would have never thought topwater 45. Usually for me, it's always been like 60 or 58, before you start throwing it. So you're saying you can keep throwing it all the way into the 40s, which is exciting.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Absolutely.
Joey Cifuentes has been our guest. And, Joey, we appreciate you so much. And safe travels out there. We'll see you at Gunnersville in about 6 weeks or so.
Man, looking forward to it. Thank you for having me on, and can't wait to do it again.
All right, thank you. That's Joey Cifuentes, always a good guest here on Bassmaster Radio. Coming up next, we meet Tristan McCormick in our Meet the Elites series on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink.
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walter, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Speaking of Phoenix Boats, by the way, we've been talking to, you know, we're doing our Meet the Elite series here over the last few weeks and talking to all the new elites, the rookies on this upcoming year. And eight, it's now eight of the 10 are Phoenix guys. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. And one of those is Tristan McCormick. He qualified in eighth, actually tied for seventh in the points, was seventh at Okeechobee as well. Now, this is a dude that's fished a couple of classics already, but now he makes it to the elites, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Tristan, welcome in, man. How are you?
Doing good, brother. Hey, I appreciate the time, man. You know, this is exciting times now. Finally made the Bassmaster Elite Series, and I'm still living on high right now.
Yeah, man. You know, it feels like you've kind of been around for a minute doing this because of the fact that you have, you know, fished in a couple of classics already. So it feels like, yeah, we've known you for a minute, and it's like, yeah, he's still trying to get to the elites, and now you'll be a rookie on the elites. You won't be in the classic, but you'll be a rookie on the elites, which is really cool. And I imagine that was the ultimate goal, right?
Oh, absolutely. No, the last classic I was at was Knoxville, and you know, I was up there on stage with Dave weighing in day two, and you know, we got to talking up there on stage, and he was like, you know, the end goal, I'm sure, for you is the Bassmaster Elite Series. And I said, yes, sir. I said, I want to make the Elite Series, and I want to come back to this classic stage one day. And, you know, hopefully we got the Elite Series done, so hopefully now we can get back to that classic. And I'm excited, man. You know, like I said, this is a dream come true for me, and I'm ready to get the year kicked off at Guntersville.
Now, the last time we saw you, you looked a little goofy. I got to just say, Russ Lane had shaved your head and various. You looked like a monk or something. The way he had left a little on the side. You have this legendary flow that everybody has seen, especially with your headshots that they've used in the past. So my question is, where do we stand now? It's been almost a month, I guess, or so since Okeechobee. Did you take the rest of it off? What are we doing? Are we growing it back? What's the plan?
So that night after the final day at Okeechobee, day three, that night my wife went ahead and, you know, just scalped me the rest of the way. So we was balled there. But, hey, I'm telling you, man, you'd be surprised at how fast it's growing back. I probably got a quarter inch hair now.
Yeah.
We're getting back up to where I want to be. And, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I truly don't. I kind of like, you know, the feeling of getting up in the morning, taking a shower, you know, don't take a lot to get my hair ready anymore. Yeah. I just one swipe at the towel, I'm dry. So I don't know. I feel like I kind of got to grow the hair back because that's always kind of been my trademark. That's what my brand's revolved around. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm just kind of playing it by ear right now.
I don't know if you got to go full bozo, though. You know what I mean? I don't know if you got to go.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got to let it all come back in there. But, yeah, it certainly is a look. There's no doubt about it. But by fishing the way you fished, you made it more about your skill than it is about your hair, these deals. And great partnership that you have, too, with Strike King. When people see you, we don't see a ton of different logos on your truck, your boat, or your jersey. We just see a lot of Strike King lose, and that's been a great partnership for you.
Man, it has. You know, I tell you, I said it on stage, and I've said it a bunch, there's no possible way I would be here without Strike King and lose. They took a chance on me 2 years ago. You know, I went all in on them, and it's been a ride with them. We've had a lot of good stuff. We still got a lot of good stuff coming in the future. And, you know, it's cool for me because I'm an employee at Strike King and Lose. I get to see behind-the-scenes stuff, the business side of it, and, you know, get to learn a lot and, you know, help design some baits. So I'm really, really fortunate with them, and it's like I said, there's no possible way I'd be here without them.
That's some new information. Didn't know you actually worked there for them. What is your main responsibility there?
So basically, like, I'm on product development. So, you know, anything new we have coming with Strike King, you know, I'm behind the scenes with the team and, you know, making improvements, making adjustments, you know, getting to see the bait before, you know, the public does and getting to play with the baits. I mean, I'm here in my shop right now and I got six or seven new baits right here. We're still getting some kinks worked out. So it's a pretty cool deal, man. I ain't gonna lie.
You're a Tennessee dude, which puts you right in the middle of it all, and not too far from Kentucky Lake, where you live there in Bon Aqua. And it's kind of, for those of you that don't know Bon Aqua, it's a small town. Bon Aqua is about, I'd say, 40 minutes or so west of Nashville, and that's your closest water, right, would be Kentucky Lake. You fished at Bethel as well, so you know that area and Lake Barkley and all that area pretty well.
Yeah, you know, I grew up here my whole life. I moved away to Oklahoma for a couple of years. My, you know, the previous life I did riding horses, grew up riding horses. But,
nice.
You know, being here on Kentucky Lake, you know, Lake Barkley, I'm not far from Pickwick, not far from Gunnersville. You know, I'm kind of right here in the central part of the states. And, you know, it kind of makes it nice for me. You know, some guys driving from Texas all the way up the St. Lawrence River, that's a long haul. But, you know, I'm kind of right in the middle of it, so it makes the travel part very, very nice.
Yeah, Tristan McCormick with us here. And, you know, it's Meet the Elite, so we try to learn a little bit more about you as well. By the way, your name sets up for a great nickname. I mean, your buddy's got to call you T-Mac, right? I mean that's just a natural, no?
Hey, you nailed it on the head. I've been called T-Mac my entire life,
yeah.
All my close friends and family, and because I only have one. I have a very small family, and I have one cousin. That's the only cousin I have. His name's Tyson. You know, they call him T, and they call me T-Mac. So it's pretty funny that you just said that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'll have to let Mercer know for when you get on that elite stage, and for sure. But all right, so let's talk a little bit about the way this thing went down for you, too, because you come out of Plattsburgh, out of Champlain, 44th there, so you hadn't crashed and burned, but you knew you had to do some work. And that led you to Wheeler, 14th at Wheeler, which really put you in position, but you probably still felt like going into Okeechobee that you needed to have a good finish. How high do you feel like you had to finish to make sure that you made it to the elites?
You know, after Wheeler, I weighed in day two at Wheeler, and I was really close to making a top 10. But after I weighed in, I looked at my wife and said, I've got to go to Okeechobee right now. I mean, I've got to. I know I'm going to have a legit chance, and I think I was sitting in 15th in points going into Okeechobee. And, you know, I didn't know how many guys were going to show up at Okeechobee. So, like, in my head, I'm like, I feel like, you know, if I have a 20th place, I'll be knocking on the door, right? But I feel like if I have that 15th place, I'm in. If I have that 10th place, I'm guaranteed in. So, you know, lo and behold, ended up 8th place, I think, in the tournament, and it was crazy.
Yeah,
absolutely,
yeah.
Crazy.
Selling yourself short, you were 7th in the tournament.
7th, yeah.
Yeah, 7th in, it locked you in. And you knew on the final day that you were in, right? I mean, just talk about your emotions of that on Championship Saturday, knowing that, you know what, I'm in.
You know, that is the first time, and I've been doing this, this is my 5th year in the Opens. That is the first day of bass fishing in the Bassmaster Opens that I had zero pressure.
Mm. Must have felt good.
And, oh, my gosh. It was just like, you know, you slept good at night. You wake up, no pressure. Like, oh, let's go over here and try this. Go over here and try this. And that's what I did the final day at Okeechobee. You know, I went into my canal, you know, I scoped what I caught in there. And I was like, you know what? Let's go have fun. I'm tired of scoping. Let's go throw a frog, flip around a little bit, some reeds and some stuff, and, you know, try to catch a big bag. And it just ended up not working. But, hey, you know what? That final day at Okeechobee, that was a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, Tristan McCormick with us here. He is a rookie on the Elite Series this upcoming season, which gets started the first weekend of February. It won't be long now at Gunnersville. Yeah, I remember we having that conversation after day one, and you saying that you weren't sleeping well and everything else. And I remember saying to you, look, it doesn't matter whether you sleep or don't sleep. It's going to be the same. You got to show up and fish. And, you know, sure enough, you got it done for sure. What was different? What did you find different at Okeechobee than what you found in 2024 at the Open there? You finished 78th, so it wasn't awful, but it certainly wasn't 7th.
Yeah, you know, so the last time we went there before the EQ, this final event this season, the lake was fishing like it was fishing good. Like we had a cold front, and you know, I went down to South Bay, and that's where I kind of hunkered in and caught them. And you know, that's kind of when the canal deal really wasn't playing like it is nowadays, right?
Right.
And I went down to South Bay, you know, chunked around a thunder cricket, caught him good. You know, I really thought after day one, I think I had 14 pounds after day one. I was like, heck, you know, I got a good bag. But no, lo and behold, Okeechobee status. Everybody catches over 20 pounds that year. And, you know, I just missed that ball. I just wasn't in the area where those big females pulled in. And this go around, getting to Okeechobee day one of practice, really hot, slick calm, lake's really, really warm. But I kind of looked at, you know, I gauged my practice off of what the weather was coming to the tournament. It was going to get cold, so I knew the lake was going to basically shut down, right? And that's when I kind of homed in on them canals, and, you know, it worked out for me in the long run.
You know, I haven't checked the, you know, the record book to see, but you got an opportunity to do something that I'm pretty sure not a heck of a lot of guys have done. You made the Classic through the college bracket, winning the college bracket. You made the Classic by winning an Open. And the next Classic you make is going to be on points in the Elite Series. I mean, that's a lot of different ways to make the Classic, and you're making the rounds, man.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You know, I'll say this. I had a record. I know for a fact I had a record, but my old buddy Easton Fothergill done broke that record, or we share it now, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. All right, in our last couple of minutes, give us a little something. You live in, you know, in Middle Tennessee, so give us a little something. This time of year, we've had this cold weather has now moved in, and the temperatures are the water temps are dropping quickly. How is Tristan McCormick attacking them now? If you're going to go out and do a little bit of December fishing, some holiday fishing, what are you looking for temp wise, water temp wise, and how you want to attack them, and when do you put your top waters up?
So right now on Kentucky Lake, for instance, you know, we got some colder weather here in Middle Tennessee, and it's actually taking a lot of weight right now. Last weekend, it took 26 pounds to win a local tournament with only 10 boats in it. There was four bags over 20 and 26 winning. You know, I got a bunch of buddies out there, but right now they're really biting a jerk bait. You know, they're biting a blade bait out on the main river. You find a bait. You know, that water, when the lake really fires off, when that water temp gets around 50 degrees and colder, and you know, the blade bait comes into play. You know, that 15 to 20 foot range. You find a bait on the tip of a point where they're set up on current. That's how you can catch a lot of big smallmouth out there. And you can also go down the bank on those pea gravel rounds, also current break type deal, you know, throwing around your traditional crankbaits, you know, and chatter baits. You can catch them on a spinnerbait as well. So it's been fishing really good right now. And then, you know, as the winter progresses, it gets colder, the fish are just going to keep biting and get bigger. And this is my favorite time of year to fish Kentucky Really? Lake, just because Right. there's nobody out there fishing, and Yeah. they're biting their face off.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Now, when you say blade bait, you're not talking about a bladed jig, right? You're talking about a good old-fashioned blade bait, like the Silver Buddy type blade bait?
The old Silver Buddy, the old school blade bait.
Wow.
And you don't need live scope to catch them on that.
How do you feel about going into the elites with, you know, half live scope, half without? You'll start at Gunnersville without it.
You know, I'm actually looking forward to Gunnersville without live scope, because, you know, as many people that live there now on the Elite Series, those guys know where a lot of big ones swim around at year round, you know, 30 pound bags, 25 and up pound bags. And for me personally, I would rather go into Gunnersville how we are, with no scope, you know, chunking and whining in the grass, you know, your bladed jig types, your rattle traps. And I think we're going to see a lot of big weights still, even without scope, just because Gunnersville is a well-known TVA lake. It's got a lot of big ones in it, a lot of vegetation, and it's going to be really good. But, you know, as far as the schedule sets up for no live scope and live scope, like the tournaments we have no live scope, like, you know, I wasn't going to use it anyways.
Yeah.
You know, we go to a Tom Bigby, and, you know, we had a Tom Bigby here in the Bassmaster Opens this year, and I was swimming a jig, and my live scope was so far up my trolling motor shaft. I mean, I had to cover on it. So, I mean, it was just fun. And I'm really looking forward to that. And a lot of people think I'm a live scoper. I like doing it. You know, I've caught a lot of bass doing it, and I've had well success doing it, but I didn't grow up with it. And, you know, going old school fishing, I think, is going to be really, really fun this year.
Tristan McCormick has been our guest. T-Mac, we appreciate you. Wish you the best of luck. I'll see you at Gunnersville.
I appreciate it, bro. Looking forward to it.
All right, man. Thank you. This is a kid. I've been watching this kid now for a number of years, and knew that he would make it.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast, brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year, and it includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone or other device, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases, so you get loyalty credits even on sale items. But it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on an Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for only $47. Go to omniafishing.com to learn more. And you know, one of the most important things that you need to do on the water is take care of your eyes. The other thing you need to do is not lose your glasses. And I can help you with both those issues with Amphibia Eye Gear. Amphibia glasses feature ANSI protective lenses. And get this, they float. These are premium sunglasses for fishing or styling, and they come in many styles and lens types. I like the Lotus frame for driving or running around, and the Eclipse wraparound frames for on the water. For low light, go with the cold gold lenses. And for bright sunshine, it's the blue ice lenses, or try the Sandstorm lens for all-purpose pairs. Now, premium quality doesn't have to come with a ridiculous price tag, and Amphibia Eye Gear has an even better deal for listeners of Bassmaster Radio. Use the promo code BASS25 at checkout to get 25% off your entire order. That's BASS25 for 25% off. Visit AmphibiaEyeGear.com to shop now. That's AmphibiaEyeGear.com, and they make a great holiday gift as well. Registration is now open to all BASS members for the 2026 Bassmaster Ambassador Program, offering you the opportunity to take part in the action at the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic and the Progressive Bassmaster Elite Series. Now, as an ambassador, you join the world's top professional anglers on the water, giving you an unparalleled behind-the-scenes look at how things get done with these guys, and you can even help the production with blogs and photos. Ambassadors have the option of signing up for one elite event or multiple events throughout the season. It's $99 for an elite event and $500 for the classic. And for each time you sign up, you get an AFCO shirt, hat, and gift card, plus a BASS hat and a front row seat to the world's best anglers in action. This is the best education you can get, with potentially 3 days on the water observing a pro for just $99. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.